Here are the scriptures for this morning's sermon. John 8, 7, Romans 14, 1 through 8, and Koran 49, 13. John 8, 7. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Romans 14, 1 through 8. Do not judge another. Welcome those who are weak in faith, but not for the purpose of quarreling over opinions. Some believe in eating anything, while the weak eat only vegetables. Those who eat must not despise those who abstain, and those who abstain must not pass judgment on those who eat, for God has welcomed them. Who are you to pass judgment on servants of another? It is before their own Lord that they stand or fall, and they will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make them stand. Some judge one day to be better than another, while others judge all days to be alike. Let all be fully convinced in their own minds. Those who observe the day, observe it in honor of the Lord. Also those who eat, eat in honor of the Lord, since they give thanks to God, while those who abstain, abstain in honor of the Lord and give thanks to God. We do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord. If we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. The Koran 49:13. O mankind, we have created you from a male and a female, and made you into races and tribes, so that you may identify one another. Surely the noblest of you, in Allah's sight, is the one who is most pious of you. Surely Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. And thus ends the reading.
Hello. For those of you who do not know, my name is Kelly McCurdy. I am the daughter of Pat McCurdy over there. Pastor Carol invited me to come speak because I have spent 11 months of my life living as a Rotary Youth Exchange student in Thailand in my junior year of high school, and in my sophomore year of college, I went to the North African country of Morocco. And I lived there for 10 months. So that's just the quick background on me, and I will hopefully have some interesting things to say. The other day, I drove by a well-intentioned sign that stated, "Peace is possible through Jesus." And I smiled, thinking about my time in Thailand and Morocco, where people believe in a very different path for obtaining or reaching peace. Muslims would state that the best way towards peace is by following the teachings of Muhammad, while Buddhists focus on the concept of inner peace. Thinking about these differences in theologies and ways of life, I started wondering, why, if all three religions preached practice tolerance, is there so much anger and misunderstanding between people in this world? Martin Luther King Jr. once stated that peace is not merely a distant goal that we seek, but a means by which we arrive at that goal. I realize that people are complicated. We're more often likely to categorize, separate, and compete more than working together. But you can see in times of school or times of distress that we can come together better than anyone, whether we believe what the same other person believes, if there's a tragedy, if there's anything going on, we can come together and find the common humanity in everyone that we meet. And that could be shown in everyday situations too, whether if someone drops their groceries in the parking lot, you're most likely to bend over and help them pick it up. You don't know them, you've never met them before, you have no idea what their beliefs are, their opinions, and yet you do that because it's another human being. So when I came back from Morocco, the first thing that I saw in the news was the protests on the New York mosque. The community center. And living in a country that allowed me to have so much love and feeling for an entire people and a religion, it did sadden me. And I realized, though, that it's more fear than it is anger that exists in our communities. And the best way to combat that is to try to find each other and find the commonalities of people. And be able to open up to different opinions and open up ourselves too. It's very easy to tell someone your opinion. It's very difficult to sit by and listen to another person's opinion, especially if it's not the same as your own. And I thought back to my own journey, starting when I was 15, going to Thailand. And I remember that this was a hard lesson that I had to learn. Before I went, I thought, well, as a Christian, I want to show them what it's like to really be a Christian, and people are going to be so excited about that that they'll want to be a Christian too. And right before I took off on that plane, someone asked me a question during the interview process, asking me a very silly question. It had to do with if I went to Finland instead of Thailand. And in there, they go into the saunas naked. And they asked me, well, what would you do if your host family took you to a sauna? And I thought about it for a second, and normal modesty, like wear a swimsuit or something, and I was like, you know, I'd probably get naked too. And that's when I thought about when I found out when I was going to Thailand, it really isn't my place to tell other people what they should believe. And if people are interested in what I believe, that is perfectly fine. But I went there to learn about their culture. And that was the best decision I've ever made. While I was there, I found gaining respect when I respected them was incredibly easy. I dove into their culture to try to find out about Buddhism, about Thai culture. I spent my time learning the language and talking to the locals. And in the end of my time there, I even went and stayed in a Buddhist temple as a nun for 10 days. And though it was very difficult meditating, it's probably one of the most difficult things you'll ever try to do at 5 o'clock in the morning, it gave me wonderful opportunities to speak with some of the high monks in the temple and talk about comparative religion. And we found respect for each other. And though the conversation was tense, we never got angry, and we just learned to accept each other and accept the differences between our cultures and our religions. And I gained something from Buddhism as well. And I let my faith be more encompassing to differences between the world. And that was really powerful to me and helped me to grow a lot. And it also gave me a lot of patience, because as I was 15 and 16, I was having enough trouble growing up, letting alone changing every single one of my beliefs. But I learned a lot of patience there, and that has incredibly helped me. When I went to Morocco, it's a Muslim country, and before I went, I had a lot of negative reactions from here at home. They would ask me, why are you going to a terrorist country? Don't you know they hate all of you? It's not safe. Well, all of those were wrong. I was welcomed by a wonderful host family that was very conservative Islamic. My host sister wore the headscarf of the hijab, and they loved me to death, and I loved them so much. But I realized while I was there, every single negative opinion that we have about other countries, they have the same opinions about the United States. They don't know us as a people, and we don't know them as a people unless we go there or unless we try to educate ourselves. And it's opening up our minds to do that. That's very important. I ended up speaking with an imam while I was there. It's a Islamic version of a priest, and we talked a little bit about that. And I also got to know many things and many different people who were much happier that I was just an open mind rather than if I came over there judging. And while there were also tense conversations about differences, that respect allowed me to forge long-time friendships. And I'll never be able to go anywhere in that country without meeting someone I knew once. So these misunderstandings on both sides are really important for this road to peace. It's very easy to make rash judgments and to be closed-minded, especially with today's media, who understands exactly how to exemplify the darker emotions of humanity. There's not a day when you don't see some misunderstanding on the news or just anger and hatred. And it's very easy because it's very easy to get people riled up rather than calm thinking. And they make a lot of money on it. So it's important to take everything that we hear and realize that there's another side of the story. We are lucky to live in a country that places a large emphasis on public opinion. So while we may have difficulties sorting out through the intricacies of global politics and oil and all of those economics issues, by changing our attitude of how we view people instead of just countries or nationalities, by stopping the separation of saying we're Americans or we're Christians and they're something else, by getting rid of the concept of the other, we can become human beings and recognize each other as human beings. And that is the first step on the path to peace. And as it is true that following the teachings of Jesus Christ, as it says on that sign, is one path to peace, as long as we realize and accept that others may disagree and have their own roads, peace is both a highway and an individual path. Thank you very much.